out of many, one. Look below, and you will see the Great Seal of the United States that was approved years later by Congress. On the seal, you will see the motto Congress chose, E Pluribus Unum. You may have noticed this phrase on coins also. But what do these words mean? And what do they say about the United States? E Pluribus Unum is Latin for out of many, one. Leaders thought this was a good motto for the United States because a variety of people from 13 different states were coming together to form one country. It makes sense that our coins still display these words today. The population of the United States is tremendously varied. For example, Americans live everywhere from the mountains of Alaska to the beaches of Florida, from small farms in Iowa to huge cities like Los Angeles, Houston, and New York. Across the 50 states, Americans of all ages spend their days at thousands of different jobs or schools. Our country also has a rich mix of cultures. A culture is the way of life of a group of people. Culture can include religion, customs, and language. How can such a diverse population work together to form one country? One reason is that Americans share certain basic ideals or important beliefs. These ideals include freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and the freedom to live and work where we choose. Americans also believe in equal rights and fairness for all people. These shared ideals help strengthen our country, making it a special place to live. As the motto says, out of many, one. Review. What does the motto E Pluribus Unum say about the United States? Main idea and details. Our varied population. A tourist was visiting the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In his journal, he wrote about seeing busy shops and streets filled with people from many parts of the world. At dinner time, he ate in a restaurant with a very mixed company of different nations and religions. This sounds like something a visitor to an American city might see today, but the visitor was in Philadelphia in 1744. If you visit Philadelphia today, you will still see a mix of faces. This is true of cities and towns all across the country. This is because the United States is home to such a wide variety of ethnic groups. An ethnic group is a group of people who share the same customs and language. For example, Americans whose families originally came from Spanish-speaking Latin American countries are part of an ethnic group called Hispanics or Latinos. A graph in the fact file gives you more information about different ethnic groups in the United States today. Review. What is an ethnic group? Main idea and details. Fact file. United States population. How would you like the job of counting all the people in the United States? This is exactly what the government does every 10 years. This count is called a census. The most recent census was done in 2000. Here are some graphs showing information about the population of the United States and the world. Where we came from. One reason the United States is so diverse is that immigrants have come here from all over the world. Immigrants are people who leave one country to go live in another country. Thousands of years before the United States was formed, there were people living on this land. These early people were the ancestors of today's Native Americans or American Indians. About 500 years ago, Europeans began traveling here. Very early arrivals came as explorers. Some came in hopes of finding land of their own. Others sought the freedom to live and worship as they saw fit. Many people also arrived from Africa. Most Africans, however, did not choose to leave their homeland. They were captured and brought to the Americas as enslaved people. As you will read, slavery continued in the United States until after the Civil War. Today, immigrants continue to arrive in the United States. Between 1990 and 2000 alone, people have moved here from nearly 200 different countries. The majority of these people have come from countries in Latin America and Asia. Why do people come? This question was answered by a recent immigrant named Ronnie Mervis, who said, "I chose to come to America because this is the land of opportunity and liberty." Review. Identify the opportunities that have attracted immigrants to the United States. Main idea and details. Then and now. Ellis Island and Angel Island. During the late 1800s and early 1900s, most immigrants from Europe passed through Ellis Island in New York Harbor. Here, immigrants had to pass a physical examination before entering the country. Located in San Francisco Bay, Angel Island was known as the Ellis Island of the West. Thousands of Asian immigrants passed through here during the early 1900s. Many were held here for weeks while waiting for permission to enter the United States. Today, both Ellis Island and Angel Island have immigration museums that you can visit. One Nation. You probably know the words to the Pledge of Allegiance from memory. The Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Why is this pledge important? There are over 283 million people living in the United States today. We have family roots in all parts of the world, but we are able to form one strong country because we share some basic ideals, such as the belief in liberty and justice for all. Keep these ideals in mind as you read the story of American history. Review. Why is the Pledge of Allegiance important? Main idea and details. Summarize the lesson. The population of the United States is diverse in many ways. Most Americans share certain basic ideals. One reason the United States is diverse is that immigrants have come here from all over the world. Lesson 1. Review. Check facts and main ideas. 1. Main idea and details. On a separate sheet of paper, fill in some examples of the ideals most Americans share. While the population of the United States is diverse, we share important ideals, such as 2. Why is E Pluribus Unum a good motto for the United States? 3. Why do immigrants continue to come to the United States? 4. What basic ideals unite most Americans? 5. Critical thinking, point of view. How does the Pledge of Allegiance unite Americans? Link to writing. Write a motto. Suppose you were asked to think of a new motto for the United States. Write three ideas for a new motto. Put a star next to the one you think is the best.